Rabbeinu Shalaylam, every single person, Ish Lefi Madre Gaso, every person dependent on his level, has experienced something special over Pesach. How can one not? Yet, at the same time, Pesach comes, Pesach goes, Pesach leaves, yet there's so much our neshama, our soul, wants to hold on to. How are we supposed to do it? And can it be done? We begin to count towards Kabbalas HaTorah, the excitement of Sfiras HaOmer, but there was something very, very magical about the Pesach Seder, and about the progression towards Shvi Shel Pesach, which we'll speak about. How are we supposed to hold on to it? In order for us to know how to hold on to it, we have to know what are we holding on to. Says the Svas Emes, in Shnas Tof Reish Nun Ches, Dibar HaMaschil B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Nasu B'nei Yisrael Avdei Hashem. What we celebrate on the night of the Seder is we're no longer avodim to Paro, kili avodim v'lo avodim shel avodim. We celebrate becoming servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubekriyas yamsuf nis'alu l'pchinas bonim k'moy shekosov ha'mavir bonov bein gizrei yamsuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of the yamsuf, and the description that we say in Ma'ariv, and this is a yesod gadol in Chasidus of Shvi'i Shel Pesach, is we're no longer avodim, we're also the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can't be that these experiences HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to take with us. These are the yesodos of avoda, that we're both avodim and bonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Svas Embes points out that this duality exists in the Zohar HaKadosh, which explains the pasuk that begs explanation. And the Gemara has its approach, al pi halacha, but it can't be that there's more in Chasidus behind this blatant cryptic pasuk. Sheshes yomim toichal matzois. Eat matzah for 6 days? Do we eat matzah for 6 days? We eat for 7. Uvashvi, and the seventh atzeres Hashem Elokecha. What does that mean? On the 7th, there is no achilas matzah. Of course there is. So the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim says what it says al pi halacha. Says the Svas Emes al pi hazayar beautifully. Of course, the halacha is no less beautiful, but there's a pnimius over here that's sometimes missed when someone just simply recounts the halacha. Zok deheilig hazayar, a big chidush. Matzah is miloshon masa umiriva lihilacha mimasitra acher. Matzah, the tzadi and the samach, is often interchangeable. Says the Zohar, in Chelek Gimel, Reish Nun Aleph, that it's the lashon of the milchama with the Yetzer Hara. The 6 days of matzah represent the eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that struggles with those who try to pull him away from Kudsh Abrichu. However, points out the Rebbe amazingly, the difference between the word matzah and the word mitzvah, the difference between milchama and the state of a person being b'mitzvos, is just the letter of vav. Mem tzadi hei is the same with hosafas of vav. The word, the letter vav, is the lashon of chibur v'tzavsa. And this is a yesod that we have in the Kedushas Levi, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Dibar Maschil, Himol, Yimol, and in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, in Avos, Perek Gimel. The bechina of a mitzvah versus matzah is the progression of the 6 first days to the 7th. Shvi Shel Pesach is atzeres Hashem Elokecha beloshen knufya v'yischabrus. Not simply that I'm commanded, but I'm mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not simply that I'm an eved for the Adon, but I love him and I'm willing to go into the Yamsuf because of the love that we have between them. Mayim rabim lo yuchvu lechbos lechabos es ha'ava. What a beautiful understanding of the progression of the 6 days of Pesach to the 7th. And in fact, there's not only an idea of Chasidus, the Brisker Rav was ma'arich on this as well. Hamavir bonov be'gizra yamsuf rabbeisai. How could we not want to take this with us? And how could we not want to hold on to this with all our fiber and all our being? Zok de Shemish Shmuel. Parshas Devarim. Amud Chaf Hey, Dibar Maschil Vihine Yodua, that he quotes the Goin HaGoinim, the Mamshich of the Shalsheles of Kotsk, his father, his Rebbe the Gleital, that there's a fundamental difference between Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Tov that we already know from the Gemara and Beitza on Daf Tezvav. That the Gemara and Beitza tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Kedusha Shabbos, and therefore the bracha reflects it in the bracha of the Kedusha Hayom that we make in Kiddush, and Shemana Esrei Mikadesh HaShabbos. Because it's Kiva V'kayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Kedusha Shabbos, but who creates Kedusha Yom Tov? Klal Yisrael. It's dependent on Kedushas Yisrael. Baruch atah mekadesh Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Kedushas Yisrael ve'azmanim, and Klal Yisrael created the Kedushas Hazman. In other words, what's created in Yom Tov is a Kedusha that's a his oirus ditato, says the Avnei Nezer, says the Shem Yishmuel. It's something that comes from below. That's so. That's the answer to Taisus's Kasha in Psachim, why there's no Besamim on Yom Tov. After Yom Tov leaves, one would have thought that there should be Besamim. It leads some of the Rishonim to say, if there's no Besamim, then there's no Neshama Yisera. Zakt, the Shem Mishmol Nein. There is a Neshama Yisera, but the Neshama Yisera doesn't leave. All Hasogis and Ilos that come from Yom Tov stays with us. Mikadesh Yisrael ve'azmanim, and therefore the Kedusha, if Klal Yisrael creates it, it doesn't come from his Oiruz di'ilah, but it comes from his Oiruz di'tato. So then in such a case, that stays with us, even after Yom Tov leaves. So this avoida of the Sheishas Yom Toichal Matzos, and the Matzos becomes the Bechina of Mitzvah, and we enter this Bechina of Banim, and we have these two Dargas of Evan and Banim, and these Madregas and the Hasogas are something that stay with us through the counting of the Sefiras HaOmer. Shama Yisera of Yom Tov, everything that every young child to elderly man accomplishes on Yom Tov through his Neshama Yisera is something that stays with him forever. In contrast to the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos, because it's a Kedusha Yilah, then there is an Avelos on Matzai Shabbos when it leaves. But I say this on Matzai Yom Tov with a tremendous excitement. There's no Besamim. There's no need for Nechama Rabosai. Everything comes with us. Kedushas Yom Tov is Mamshech. This Yisod applies to all the Shalosh Regalim. But maybe we could add that the Sfas Emes points out that there's something unique about the Tziruf of the Neshama Yisera of Kedushas Pesach. And Kedushas Pesach has a unique koach to it, as we have a custom to go into the summer. There's an ancient custom that goes back to the early times of Hasidus in Europe to wish each other a Guten Sommer. And everybody knows that in modern America today, and unfortunately it's not much different in modern Israel today, that this time of the summer is a tremendous challenge of the Yetzer Sahara. It's a Guten Sommer. We're wishing each other that the Koach of Pesach should be Mamshich all the way into Rosh Chodesh Elul. And there's something special about the Havdalah of Pesach, that the Neshama Yisera stays with us, that's even more unique than the Havdalah of Sukkis and Shavuos, where the above Yisod is also true that the Neshama Yisera stays with us. And what I'm referring to is the following. Zok Teheligis Vasemes in Shnas, Tofresh Memhei in his Maimer on Shabbos HaGodol. The Pasuk in Yeshayo says that specifically on Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the special Kedushas HaNeshama. V'oz Yoyre La'odom Neshama Mishamayim Kedi Isar B'Zoyer HaKadosh. Zoyer Chelek Aleph. Amudayin Tes came bechlal oilam shebi yitzias Mitzrayim yorda haneshama loilam. The same thing with yitzias Mitzrayim. There was a yuridas neshama to the world. Umikodem ayirakim oguf. Originally, Klal Yisrael was only a goof. And the pasuk Yeshayo says, "Amzu yatzarti." Hakadosh Baruch Hu created Am Yisrael v'tzurasa nishtanim mitzuras kol abruim. That Klal Yisrael's Hosafas Kedusha, which the Gemara in Shabbos describes, came about with Kabbalah HaTorah, really already, according to the Sfas Emes, based on the Zayar, already begins with Yitzias Mitzrayim. So there was a Kedusha Ilah that comes down with Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Rebbe points out something amazing. According to the Torah Shebaal Peh, maybe the Karoyim not only rejected the Mesorah Misinai in terms of the words of the Torah Shebaal Peh, but they missed the Pnimius, and that's what caused them to lose the essence of getting the Halacha right. They understood Mimachar as HaShabbos Tisbru Chamishim Yom, they took it literally. Says the Sfas Emes, there's one Chag that has the Bechina of Shabbos, that has a Kedusha Ilah that was put down in Klal Yisrael. And that is the Bechina of Pesach. Why? Because both the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos and the Neshama Yisera of Pesach has Hashpos Mi'ilah. Sukkis, Shavuos, those are all Kedusha Mitata. They all remain. But they're Kedusha Mitata. Pesach has both Bechinas. Pesach has the Bechina of the Kedusha Ilah, according to the Zohar, the Sfas Emes says in Shnas Tafresh Memhei, as well as it has this Oiris Tatov Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Rabosai, in order to go from the Memtesh Shari Tuma, in order for it to be a Guten Zummer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this unique power and savor every positive moment on the Yom Tov of Pesach to be able to have the Koach, to be Mamshich, through the Sfiras HaOmer and through the summer. And that is that Pesach has both Din and both Bechinas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Neshama Yisera, and that Neshama Yisera becomes fused with the Neshama that we create, this Eris de Tata that we create. And because the two become one in the Bechina of Pesach, there's one time in the year HaKadosh Baruch Hu's His Eris de Ilah stays with us. B'meshech hazman. That's Matzoi Pesach. And that's why we're zoicha to Sfira So'imer. Be'ezer Hashem, with the koyach of the tziruf, of the Mekadesh HaShabbos, which includes the koyach of Pesach, and the Mekadesh Yisrael, will be zoicha to go misfira l'sfira, mimadrega l'adrega, slowly, b'darche avoseinu, b'derech ha'chasidus, and ultimately, Biderech Avodas Hashem.